Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Steph Curry will return to limited practice participation after his knee injury tomorrow. Is that accurate? He'll be practicing with the Warriors again as of tomorrow?
He'll be practicing, but not hard. He's going to, you know, little by little get more and more involved in practice. They haven't said how much he's going to get involved, but they did say that he's going to be reevaluated in a week. So even though he's practicing, it's not like he's going 5-on-5, full scrimmage, ready to go once they get to the second round. He might not be ready for the beginning of the second round, depending on how soon they get there.
Well, they don't have to play tomorrow. I know that much. Tomorrow's games are the Sixers and Heat and Miami. That one's at 2:30 tomorrow on TNT. And then at 5 is the Blazers-Pelicans in New Orleans on TNT. And then at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN, you got Rockets and T-Wolves in Minneapolis at the Target Center. And then at 10 Eastern, the Thunder and Jazz in Salt Lake City. So that one's on ESPN as well. So of those games, do you think that the Blazers can win a game, or are they getting swept? Even though they've been dominated by the Pelicans in this series, are they going to lay down and die that badly? Is that right? Like 10 straight playoff losses is what it'll be for Stotts.
I have to go with the Pelicans. I mean, I thought that they would have some kind of life in game three, down 0-2, going on the road. It's really life or death in that situation. Now that you lost game three, there's really no chance that you come back in the series. I mean, I don't know what the exact odds are, but it's got to be probably less than 10% of any team that's come back down 0-3 in the NBA playoffs. So they might have some fight in the beginning, but I think if the Pelicans take it to them early and still continue to hold the lead, they'll just fold in the second half.
And then the Sixers and Heat play in the first game in Miami. Do you think the Heat finally, do something at home? I mean, they got their ass beat in that game three.
They're done. Now that Embiid is back, and even though he played, not a full game, I mean, the guy's first game back in a month, he scores over 20 and just pretty much shows you how good he is, just dominates you, even with a mask and glasses on. He's got get used to this new equipment. He still kicks your ass. They're not going to stop them. But I'm interested to see how chippy it gets. I mean, it was getting rough already last game. You've had the back and forth about the late game layups that they're not happy about on either side. This can get very physical and very ugly. Although
what is the deal with Whiteside? How has this guy turned into a nothing for them? I mean, it is unbelievable to me that they don't use him. Or, he's clearly miserable. Chris, what do you think?
It's pretty amazing, too, considering how good of a coach Spoelstra is. You'd think he'd be able to rein him in, and you bring back D. Wade, a veteran presence, to kind of, be the leader that he needs. Because if he reaches his potential, he's a 20-10 guy every night.
Every night. But I think he's done in Miami.
With that max contract, that's really tough to move.
I don't know. Is he going to sit on the bench for the rest of his career for that kind of money they gave him?
That's really tough. I do have a question for you going back to Portland and New Orleans, that series.
Right.
If the Raptors don't make it out of the East, who do you think's the bigger disappointment in the backfield, Lillard and McCollum or Lowry and DeRozan?
Well, I mean, considering that Lowry and DeRozan are still playing and the Pelicans could eliminate the Blazers, I would say the Lillard-McCollum is a disaster because everyone talks about how great they are, and in reality, what they are is regular season maestros and playoff posers. They're just absolutely doing nothing. Now, I won't deny Lillard fills it up, but how can you be, as much of a badass as he is, and then, 26 a game, whatever, and then in the playoffs you can't do anything? I mean, in the playoffs he goes to bed. What's that about?
Right, and especially considering outside of Drew Holiday and Anthony Davis, who do the Pelicans have?
No one. I mean, Anthony Davis, Rondo, and Holiday. Boom. There's your team.
Right. So if you
Miletic can shoot, I won't deny that. If he gets hot shooting, he could be like Bogdanovich tonight hitting threes. Miletic can hit threes. If he's hot, like he was the other night, he had 30.
On the average night, though, you don't expect him to put up more than 12 or 15 a game, though.
I mean, he is a three-point shooter, and if he's hot, he can hit. If he's not, you know, he's off the sheet. But he looked really good in the last game. I won't deny it. Now, the Rockets play in Minnesota, and the first game was close. It was a three-point game. The second game was a blowout. Now Minnesota goes home. After that blowout, you still got to think the Rockets, I mean, they're up two. They're better than the T-Wolves.
After that blowout where James Harden played horrible, the beard was so bad, and still they embarrass you, they're going to beat him again.
So you like the Rockets just to go up three?
I just don't think the Timberwolves play good enough defense, and they don't play well enough as a team.
And then I think your boy here, Chris, took the Thunder on the road, and you took the Jazz at home?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.